On today's show, sales continue to explode in the U.S. We get behind the wheel of the new Chevy Volt and what a cross-country road trip was like 100 years ago. All that and more coming right up on Autolang Daily. This is Autolang Daily for October 2nd of 2015. The experts were expecting strong sales for September in the U.S. market, but when the numbers came in, everyone's jaw dropped. Sales shot up 11.2% on a daily selling rate basis, and the SAR topped 18 million vehicles. Such surprising strength will undoubtedly encourage the U.S. Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. And it's very obvious what kinds of vehicles are pulling people into showrooms. Pickups, crossovers, and SUVs were up 18.9%, while passenger cars were up only 2.1%. We can also see the effect of the Volkswagen scandal on the sales of diesel engines. Total sales of passenger cars and light trucks with diesel engines fell slightly, 2.6%, which doesn't sound too bad, but both Audi and VW's diesel sales plummeted 46%. Yet BMW and Mercedes actually increased their sales of diesel passenger cars, suggesting that the fallout over the diesel scandal will be limited to Volkswagen and Audi. The all-new Chevy Volt has a more mainstream look because the company wants to appeal to more customers who may not care if the world knows they're driving an alternatively powered car. And while that may help draw more customers, the way it drives should really bring in even more. We just got a chance to drive the new model and was impressed by its performance. Most people probably wouldn't know it's a plug-in hybrid just by the way it drives. Its EV range is up to 53 miles, and once the battery is drained, we didn't really notice the transition to the new 1.5-liter direct-injected 4-cylinder range extender. Like most EVs, it's got great initial torque, but it also easily handled the twisty California roads we drove it on. It's especially fun to drive on electricity thanks to the regenerative paddle behind the wheel, which acts like a brake. The all-new Volt just started shipping to dealers and carries a starting price of $34,000 without incentives. And speaking of the Volt, GM just announced that it will be testing out a fleet of autonomous Volts at its tech center in Michigan next year. Employees will be able to reserve one of the cars using an app, then it will come pick them up, take them to their destination, and then go park itself once it's dropped them off. The automaker plans to use the data and lessons learned to help accelerate its autonomous technology. And still to come, Ford takes the new high-end edition of the Explorer on a road trip.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
It used to be that when folks hit their mid-20s, they went looking for adventure, usually in the form of travel. Well, these days, even some vehicles are now doing the same thing. Vehicles like the Ford Explorer. To celebrate its 25th year in the lineup, reporters recently took the SUV's luxury edition on an extended road trip. Ford wanted the media to experience the Explorer's all-new Platinum model in its element, so it designed a unique two-country tour where, for a few days, nearly 200 journalists essentially became the Sport Utilities core customer.
Really reinforces our positioning of Explorer as the family adventure vehicle, because what it does is it puts the media in the mind of our customer. They're in the driver's seat, they're doing the adventures, and it really gets them to a chance to drive the vehicle just as our customer would. So, and what we do is we allow the media to drive the vehicles wherever they want, whatever they want to do, just like a customer would. We started in Vancouver, British Columbia, and we're working our way down through the Rockies, really down the spine of the Rockies. So we've been through British Columbia to Alberta, to Jackson Hole, to Bozeman, Montana, Big Sky, and now here in Albuquerque.
By the time the drive ended in New Mexico, it had covered 6 separate legs, 9 cities, and over 2,700 miles. Plus, in honor of the Explorer's anniversary, it lasted an appropriate 25 days. So if you'd like to go on your own adventure with Ford's $54,000 luxury SUV, you can find the 2016s at your local dealer. Coming up next, we take a look at one of the first documented cross-country road trips.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Most of the public knows very little about Henry Ford's son, Edsel. But 100 years ago, when Edsel was 21 years old, he and a few of his buddies set out to cross the country to go to the World's Fair in California, documenting their trip along the way. Many years later, after the trip had been long forgotten, all the associated pictures and papers were found in an attic. There's some absolutely fantastic pictures and stories. And on Autoline this week, Mark Gessler, the president of the Historic Vehicle Society, explained a little bit about the trip.
They were heading out to San Francisco for a good reason. This was the site of the World's Fair. So this was the Panama Pacific International Exposition. This was the celebration of the Panama Canal being opened, which today is kind of a snoozer, but back then, hey, this was their moonwalk. And so the nation had been preparing for 1915, and there's a lot of publicity about coming to California, and of course most people went by train, but Edsel and his buddies decided to go by a car. And they went by, they took a Model T. And two of his other buddies, the Book Brothers, famous here in Detroit.
Famous on many buildings.
Oh, absolutely. And they joined in a Stutz and the other in a Cadillac. I presume they were all brand new cars. Certainly the Model T is a 1915 Model T and doesn't seem to be excessively changed in any way except for some minor things. And they headed out across country. And it took them about a month and a half to get out to San Francisco. We decided that 100 years later, we would follow this exact trip as best we could, again, with a 1915 Model T, except today we're 100 years later and looking to record the history and try to understand something about what that might have been like 100 years ago and what it was like with the birth of the American road trip. 100 years ago was really the time that road trip, the idea of taking an automobile for long distances to see America first, really started to happen. And this amazing amazing set of archives that that Edsel Ford put together with his own photographs, in fact, almost 200 photographs, is probably one of the most well-documented early pleasure trips.
If you'd like to see more of those incredible pictures, hear more fantastic stories, and learn more about the modern-day trip that took the same route in a 1915 Model T, you can watch that entire episode right now on Autoline.tv. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.